The idea is that these swarm of insect-like robots will fly around a battlefield, providing everything from communications and surveillance to quiet, unexpected death.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just do the quiet, unexpected death part?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with a special Hey You Know It about the robopocalypse.
Yes, all robots all day.
Yeah, all robots all the time. So I want to, Katie just surprised me with a gift from 2014 about something, and it's from Patricia, who is a super fan.
She is, and she is great. She will... She sent us an email with several links.
Frankly, doing the work for us.
Yeah.
It takes us at least 3 minutes to find links like this.
I know.
It's like on our way to the studio. So Patricia has saved us some time.
Yes. So this one is about, this is a link she found from her German friend.
Okay.
Her German friend who
I hope listens also.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Even though we say some things that are unkind about Germans, we just joke Germans. We're not, seriously, don't do anything about it.
Comedy show.
Yeah, it's just funny, because I know you guys keep it real.
Okay, so here's the link. Thank you, Patricia, again, for this article. It's called Scientists Create a Cyborg Sperm for the First Time Ever.
I'm saying it's robot penis news, but Katie said no.
A scientist at the Institute for Integrative Nanosciences in Dresden, Germany.
This is like they're always making a scientist at Science University.
Yeah, have created the first sperm-based biobots.
Excuse me? What does sperm-based anything even mean? What is sperm-based?
That's what it says.
What is sperm-based? Okay, it's your article.
They should have said it's a robot-based sperm. That's what they should have said.
I feel like it's a robot just made of sperm. Because it's sperm-based. You know what I mean? I'm New York-based. I'm in New York.
A cybernetic microorganism made of metal and bull's sperm cell.
No!
It can be remotely controlled and used to impregnate an egg or deliver a drug to a target anywhere inside your body. So it's like putting an engine.
On a sperm.
And go!
Okay, well, here's the thing is that the evolution has done this weird thing where a sperm just knows where to go.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I've never seen a sperm just shoot right out of the vagina. Like, fuck it, I'm out.
Like, I'm going the other way.
Yeah. Is that a fallopian tube? That's the last thing I want to see. I need to see feet, a knee, something, the side of a thigh.
Because we all know, we know where this is going to go if I don't go the other way. The sperm bot was created using a 50 micron long microtube, which was used to capture the sperm cell, leaving its flagellum, the tail, the tail that propels the sperm outside.
What else is it going to be?
Chops off the tail, basically. Then they used a magnetic field to control the direction of the metal tube, pointing the sperm into any bearing they want.
So previously the sperm was just going there on its own. Now it's been stripped of its little flagellum.
Yeah, it's like...
And of course it doesn't. It knows where to go now, but it can't get there.
And it's like, oh, yeah. So it basically chopped off its legs.
Yeah.
And then gave it fake legs.
Great. Fantastic.
And they said, oh, we control the legs, by the way, now.
Yeah. And now you're just going to go to the same egg you were going to before.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The difference now is that we're the ones deciding.
Yeah, we're
not
deciding,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. According to the research leader, Oliver Schmidt.
Okay.
Sperm cells are an attractive option because they are harmless to the human body. Wait a minute.
Huh? That's not what I've heard.
Whose body are you talking about? Do not require an external power source and can swim through viscous liquids.
Okay. Is that a problem? Like, I'm sorry. I don't understand the problem that this science is trying to address here.
It's the whole thing. It's the idea of taking
a sperm
or something else and being able to make it remote control now.
Okay. So we have birds that like migrate every year to Florida. We're going to strip the wings off.
And put
put other wings on and then take them to Florida.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And they say also to deliver drugs to a target anywhere inside your body. So it's like the whole idea.
There's only one place where that can be delivered. Like if I have something wrong with my eye, I've heard that before, buddy.
Yeah,
no thanks. No thanks. Nothing wrong with my teeth either. Let me just say that.
I know. Okay. So this is what's happening, guys.
Wow. Your sperm. We don't need your sperm anymore. Because it's really been doing nothing. All these years, it's been fertilizing eggs, and it really could have been delivering life-saving drugs in my foot.
Yeah.
or to my pancreas.
Really?
I don't know about it. It's like inner space.
Yeah.
But it less is, fun.
It, so it's just, I guess it's the idea of, you know.
How small is this? Is this
controlling the delivery system?
How small is this robot tail that is on a sperm? A sperm is pretty damn small. I think we see so many things blown up on TV. This is tiny. What if it gets lost? What if it has a mind of its own? You know how sperm do.
Yeah, right.
It's going to go right for the egg anyway.
Yeah. But no, they bring the drug to the egg.
Yeah. They're going to be like, no, this is for the lung. You're like, really? Guess what?
Guess where I'm going.
I'm going for the egg. Are you crazy? I got one chance.
The egg is where it's at.
Yeah. You see anyone else going for the eye? You're a fool.
Yeah.
I like it. That's crazy.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Right? This is it.
You can't tell a sperm where to go. Ladies know that. We were trying to control sperm since time immemorial.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Patricia.
There's more from Patricia, too.
There is. Okay, let's sprinkle it throughout.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, this one is Flower Shell lets you plant seeds with a 12-gauge shotgun.
I heard about this.
Yes, it is an actual...
So the problem that science is addressing here is that I like gardens.
And I like
to
shoot.
And I like buckshot.
Yeah.
And I don't like to put one seed at a time. I'm looking for a serious delivery method for my seed.
And for my robust outdoor lifestyle.
Yeah. Why?
It's called Flower Shell, which is 12-gauge shotgun shell that is loaded with flower seeds instead of a shot.
See, now you know I'm rural. You know what we used to just do? Sprinkle.
Sprinkle them.
Yeah.
And then just
sprinkling
tap.
Works, and then you can stomp on them.
Yeah. When paired with a shotgun, Flower Shell can be used...
When paired. Goes well with the sweaters. When paired with heels.
And when you're serving fish.
Yes.
It pairs well with that.
Why would you?
Okay. Forcefully scatter seeds or blast them into the ground.
Blast.
Yes. Flower Shell was designed by Per Cromwell of Studio Total.
How long does someone get a blast of seed in the face as well?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like...
A Swedish innovation studio. Cromwell is raising funds for the project on Indiegogo.
Of course it is. Because that's where the wisdom of crowds comes to fore.
So, yeah, I mean, if you really need to shoot something,
plant a garden. Why not be flowers? Yeah. Plant a garden.
Isn't there something like some hippie poster with like the gun, gun with the flowers coming out of it?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they meant.
I know.
I think they were talking about peace.
I know.
This seems like the opposite of that. This is a flower bomb. It doesn't, that's what's going to be. It's going to be a flower grenade.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next thing. You're going to pull a pin and just throw it. And then boom, like, wildflowers.
Yeah.
Why? Was the old method not good enough?
Yes, and people's faces melt.
Yeah.
You know, with this like A-bomb. With seeds, you know, flowers come out.
With a garden. I like it.
Yes, thank you.
Patricia. That's another type of a delivery system.
Yeah.
What else do we have from her? Is that it?
No. Well, this is more about DARPA.
Okay, I got some.
Let you talk about yours.
All right, I want to, because you know we do this all the time, and it's like one thing about DARPA that I find interesting.
And DARPA is. I wrote it down.
You did, because I just call it DARPA.
And DARPA is the military.
It's defense research branch of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
I don't know what DARPA stands.
It stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
So, when we were kids, no one had ever heard of DARPA?
It's been around since 1958, and their slogan is, creating and preventing strategic surprise.
Okay. Word. What it says here, I was reading, it said, under the watchful eye of DARPA, says...
DARPA's terrifying.
Comma. It says, the secret defensive... we all know about it.
Yeah.
Like, the secret's out. So, this is from the week. It says, killer robots. If no one pulls the trigger, who's to blame? So, that's the title, and that's what I was thinking that this was going to be about. But check this out. This is freaky. One day at a NASCAR track in Florida, already freaky.
Yeah.
Right? A humanoid robot named Shaft.
No.
S-C-H-A-F-T. Shut your mouth. Created by a team of engineers from University of Tokyo, performed a series of emergency tasks using... DARPA has had this big contest, and they invited robots engineering teams from all over the world to create a robot that would do some rescue tasks. So it's supposed to be like drive... use a hose, I guess, for a fire, drill a hole in the wall, walk through doors, and drive a golf cart.
Okay.
But... people suspect that it's not really about saving lives is why DARPA is trying to get the best robot. Because it's DARPA. And my thing is, like, haven't they seen the movie? So usually in the movies, the scientists are tricked into creating a killer robot. Here, it's DARPA being very open about, like, we want the best robots. And what do you think they're going to do with it?
Yeah. No, they just want to see who's got what the best, like, robot agility,
yes.
robot speed,
so,
dexterity.
You know what? So people call them out, and they're like, you guys are just trying to be evil. So then this is DARPA's statement. Most people don't realize that the military market is quite small compared to the commercial market, and disaster is even smaller than that. My feeling is that where these robots are really going to find the sweet spot is to care for folks at a home. For an aging...
No, they're not.
Like, why would you even say that? You're DARPA. Why not just say, you know what? Evil. We're here for evil. We want your robots. Yeah. We're going to strap a gun to them, and they're going to go buck wild. That's why, in an emergency situation, do you need a robot to drive a golf cart?
Yeah. And to, serve up applesauce.
Yeah, to drill... Yeah, to put the Polydent in my tooth.
Yeah, right.
For me. So, they had this big contest. BTW, NASA lost. Didn't even make a point.
Yeah.
So they had robots from all over the world, and they were supposed to do, what are the tasks that they're supposed to do?
There were 8 of them.
Yeah, you have them. Okay, go ahead.
Drive a utility vehicle along a pylon-lined course.
You mean for old people?
Yes.
You mean help old people eat, right?
Yeah. Cross a terrain that features ramp steps and unfastened blocks.
Okay.
Climb an 8-foot-high ladder.
My grandmother needed that all the time.
Remove debris blocking a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Pull open a lever-handled door.
Yeah.
Cut a triangular shape in a wall using a cordless drill.
And rip a man from Adam's apple to asshole.
Let's see. Close 3 air valves.
You know.
Unreel a hose and screw its nozzle into the wall container.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like these are things that will just demonstrate that, you know, that agility, that dexterity, and who's doing it.
Who can get a gun strapped to it?
Yeah, because that's what these all sound like things that a soldier can do.
Yeah, well, they also there's a one robot. It's called it's called Petman, P-E-T-M-A-N.
Yes.
Did you read about this?
Yeah, yeah.
So the DoD says it will be used to test suits meant to protect the troops. Fine, but it says it can also do push-ups and kneel down, so it can give you 10.
Oh.
Which you know a robot really needs to do.
Oh.
They're just going to make robot soldiers. It's going to be little Jean-Claude Van Dammes.
That really,
running around everywhere.
And there is a facility. It's called Boston Dynamics.
Yeah, Google just bought them.
But Boston Dynamics is a private company. Basically, they were designing things for DARPA that DARPA was interested in.
There's only DARPA. So DARPA is saying that they're holding a competition. Basically, DARPA is taking DARPA money and then paying other people to make these robots.
That's right.
And I've saw pictures of the scientists who are building these robots.
Are they attractive?
For sure. None of them ever gotten laid ever. I don't even think they've ever seen someone they could sleep with ever.
You know, the third floor is all about those other robots for them.
Well, the NASA robot is they said it's a female robot.
Wow.
And I think the people who did, what's the movie with Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man?
Yeah.
Should sue. It looks exactly like Iron Man, but shabby.
Oh, no.
It has, like, the heart thing in the center of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's a woman?
It's supposed to be a woman, but it just looks like a shabby Robert Downey Jr.,
like a
robot. Yeah, like beat up. So to make it even scarier, because there's the Human Rights Watch, which is a legitimate organization, has a campaign called The Case Against Killer Robots.
Oh.
So it's gotten to the point
where they have to say something. Yeah.
So it says human control of robotic warfare is essential to minimizing civilian deaths and injuries. That's what the DARPA says. They're like, we need to make these killer robots to stop people from being killed.
Because it's happening.
But the Human Rights Watch people are like, no. So there's a campaign called Campaign to Stop Killer Robots. I never heard of it. It's not doing very well.
But who's? I want to know who this group is. Like, what do they look like?
Human Rights Watch?
Yeah.
They're the same people that do, like, they're kind of like Amnesty International. Like, they're a legitimate group.
Yeah, I know, but who belongs?
I have probably the attractive people. The good looking. I have no idea. So then also in this article it says, I did not know this. We have 2,000 robots in Afghanistan.
What? I did not know this.
I didn't know we had one robot, period.
Like a humanoid robot?
2,000 robots. I'm sure they're not like little pets and just... These are not drones. This is in addition to drones.
But when they said, like, what does that mean?
I have no idea. That's what it says here.
Because there's different kinds here.
It says here that this year, DARPA spent $7 million on a program to explore the possibility of uploading a soldier brain into a humanoid robot. I just saw Pacific Rim Job. It was terrible.
No, but the thing is, we talked about this with the consciousness of when you upload a brain into another receptacle. You know what?
I don't think it's going to work, but I think it'll work well enough to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Whether it gets in there or not, they're still going to shoot people with it. It's bizarre. I'm freaked out by it. That's why I was like, I don't know if I want to bring this in. It is creepy. You know, the only saving grace might be that at the end of the day, our government's always fairly incompetent. But at the same time, I feel like, isn't this the beginning to, like,
this
Terminator?
This is the beginning. This is, like, just look at the way some of these, you know, in researching for the show, looking at where we are with a lot of these things.
I had no idea.
Hilarious and creepy.
It is creepy.
But you know what? It's going to improve greatly by...
Man down.
You know, in just a few hours. I mean...
But I don't understand, first of all, that DARPA is, like, so open about this.
Because they have to be, because they need the talent. They need every closet.
But they used, in the 50s, when this organization was created, they would just go around and snatch up people.
They have
to
figure out where everybody is.
They can't just
keep
it on
the
DL.
They want the 16-year-olds.
It's so creepy. And they have to call, they're doing a call for people who already are willing to put all of their scruples to the side.
Yeah.
Who don't care, who are hoping that, like, oh, if there is a robo-apocalypse, like, well, that would kind of be cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just really a bunch of people who I think must be disconnected. But the most...
It's, you know, the people, who, the nerds and the geeks,
yeah,
who now want the muscle to be able to control.
It is definitely going to be robo-apocalypse. I had no idea. Okay, here's another thing that I found here. They have a robot cop that's supposed to predict and prevent crime. Have we seen this movie?
Yeah,
it just got remade.
Yeah.
Like, recently.
Minority Report, wasn't it?
This is like Minority Report and RoboCop together. So it's a U.S.-based company called Nightscope. And they've created this robot. It looks like a salt and pepper shaker.
Okay.
But what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to predict where and when a crime is likely to occur. So in order to figure this out, it has, like, sensors. It can see, hear, touch, and smell. I don't know how a robot can smell.
Yeah.
And if it starts tasting things, I'm out. But it says it's going to take data from, like, businesses, crowdsourcing, social sets, like, observations about public data on the social and financial statistics. It's just going to find black people. That's all I'm saying. It's just going to find black people.
No.
Because they're going to input what... It's like they're going to try to guess who is going to commit a crime and where. And this is what it does. If a crime is being committed, it then puts it on the internet.
What?
So everybody could see.
And so everyone now wants to be on the internet. So,
yeah.
Sure.
But I mean, what if it looks like you're about to commit a crime? What if it looks like I'm about to pull out a gun, but I'm just scratching my crotch?
Yeah.
Now that's on the internet. Like, that's a crime right there, exposing me. But how bizarre is that? It's like, that to me,
if I pick out, like, you know, like some clothing from the rack and mm-hmm. I put it against me.
Yep.
To see it.
And then they put that on there and someone's like, the yellow's not your color.
Yeah.
That's the crime. Yeah. It's a fashion crime. Yeah. That I'm okay with.
And the fashion police come.
If they want to show people what I'm wearing before I go out, blur out my face, and then I can get, like, results on if this outfit's going to work or not, sure. But I don't think that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It's so scary.
It's sketchy. So what do you have?
I looked up a couple of what
this
they have.
This podcast is going to be shut down. That's what I was telling Greg. DARPA is going to come. Our computer is just going to stop it.
Yeah.
It's going to say enough.
People are going to show up. There is this one. I looked at several different computers that Boston Dynamics came up with.
And, yeah. They're creepy.
Yeah.
Now that they're owned by Google. Isn't Google's thing is don't be evil? I'm like, word already?
Google has bought Boston Dynamics. And so Apple and Amazon are buying up all these as well.
Who's buying Shaft? Shut your mouth. Shaft
so
won the DARPA competition.
So corporations. So corporations are the ones that are going to be in control of the robots.
Yeah.
As well as DARPA.
They don't even know what they're doing. Half the time, I don't get what I need from Google search. How are they going to decide who to kill? Because that's what it's going to be.
Well, Google already decides what you see on your
that's
computer.
True. Yeah.
And they're going to decide what robots show up at your apartment to shut you down.
Here's the thing is I don't want a robot in my apartment ever. I'm pulling it that way. I'm going to have a sign that says no robots.
Not even this one. It's called R-Hex. It's a six-legged
robot. Excuse me, R-Hex?
Yeah, R-H-E-X.
They call it something normal, like Phil.
It's a six-legged robot with an inherently high mobility.
Powerful. Sorry, what, six?
Six-legged, but it's small.
Right.
Look at it.
It's an insect. But it's small? Like, that's not selling it to me.
See, and it has, like, little... It looks like Wall-E from the movie Wall-E.
Ew, it looks like a battery cell with legs.
Looks, right, and the legs kind of flip around. Like, they're like, kind of windmill around, and that's how it walks. It's just
okay.
Like,
and that's how it shreds you.
But basically, it looks like, you know, somebody's science project, you know.
What does it do?
It can walk, climb in rock fields, mud, sand, vegetation, railroad tracks, telephone poles.
Wait, did you say railroad tracks? Because that's what I need. I have a shitload of problems with that every day. Railroad tracks. It's like they're piling up around my world.
Yeah.
What?
Up telephone poles, up slopes and stairs. It has a sealed body, making it operational in wet weather, muddy and swampy conditions. So it's like basically can walk around. This little robot.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I was reading,
I don't have an article about it, but I saw briefly that I think it was in Kinshasa in Africa, which is a city, that they are using robots to direct traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, surely in Africa you could find someone who might be able to do that. Like, I don't think there's overemployment.
They're going to be super bright.
A robot directing traffic? I don't like it.
And then there's this really creepy one.
And like this one is less, you know, the other ones were creepy
as well.
This
one is called Rise, and it's the amazing climbing robot. And it looks like a centipede. It moves like a centipede.
How big is it?
It looks like it's like a foot.
Ew.
A foot long.
It's a worm.
Yeah, and it basically is. And it climbs up and it goes super slow up the wall.
Well, I like that because I don't have time to smash it with a hammer.
Right. And then when it gets to the top, to the roof, then it like its body segments one after the other go over. And
are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, so why would you even say that out loud?
Yeah, it's so creepy looking.
So it's like the video game Centipede. Basically. You try to kill it. I smash it with a hammer. Uh-huh. Boom! Now I have eight of these fuckers running around.
Basically.
That's terrible.
And
we don't need this stuff.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when it starts to get fast, I am going to be terrified.
You know what?
This.
Because it'll be too fast for you to even see it.
To do anything. No, it'll be like a flash.
But I'm just wondering, like, what do we need all these for? Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, robots are the only product that are coming out now where they're not telling you. Like, when a new lip gloss comes out.
Mm-hmm. We all know about it.
But these robots,
no, we don't. No, but the thing is, what if you want to find, like, Osama bin Laden, right? And you go and send this little thing
to
crawl.
Well, we found him.
I know, but before we had to go through the whole, you know, the drama.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I'm thinking, like, what happens when he gets them?
I know.
This is the problem.
You go to the you let it loose in a compound, and this thing climbs up the wall and up the roof. Nobody can see it.
That's crazy.
And it's scary.
So it's not for anything good. I'll put it that way. Can I see the picture of it?
Yeah.
Ew, I would definitely smash this immediately
with
a hammer.
Really
I'm shocked. In the research for this, we both found out how, like, all the jokes we've been making ain't so funny anymore.
No, not at all.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
So I have something here a little less, I was kind of conflicted about this one, actually, because usually I'm like, no, is that a robot kid? Gross.
Yeah.
Please turn it around. I can't focus on my segment. If I have to look at what looks like a robot baby, which is just, why would you need that?
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
Soon.
So this is, I was conflicted about this, and I'll see how you feel. So it says, can a robot brew the perfect cup of coffee?
I hope so.
So students at the University of Texas in Austin are some of the first to experience what's called the coffee house. It's a 50 square foot, like, robot. It takes up 50 square feet. It's like a robot vending machine.
Okay.
And it supposedly brews the coffee.
50 square feet?
Yeah. It takes up 50 square feet of space.
I have one Mr. Coffee machine.
So the people that built this machine said, we're a coffee company, not a machine. I'm like, but you build a machine. Like, they're not roasting coffee or doing anything. They said they're actually giving you the ultimate coffee experience in a better way, because the one thing that's missing is the barista. But the one thing that is there is consistency around automation. So they're getting rid of the baristas, and they want to have, it's just a machine, and it just makes the perfect cup of coffee, however you want it, with how much sugar you want to have with it. It roasts the beans at a certain temperature. It does everything. So what they're trying to do basically is get rid of a barista. Now, I have mixed feelings about that, because when we were kids, there wasn't one.
Yeah.
There was no one who was a barista.
Right.
In the United States. Like, college students didn't graduate.
And become baristas. Right.
And when working at Starbucks. But there's a guy who runs a coffee place, and he says that what makes the coffee good is when a barista's human hand touches it.
Ew.
Look, I don't know.
That makes it sound terrible.
I mean,
no, you need somebody, like in anything. I mean, I'm sure a machine can put together a sandwich at some point.
Well, they're already doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather have a human being put together a sandwich.
For my sandwich, yeah. For coffee, I don't know. Because I feel like when I was traveling just now in Norway, they have some very high-end coffee places there, right? But they also have, you can go into 7-Eleven there and get an amazing coffee from a machine. I mean, like a latte or whatever. So both can exist in the same, like, space.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you want to have something quick, you can just go. At the same time, I'm not, like, a big Starbucks fan.
Right.
And I really don't care that. Like, my coffee is pretty, like, put it in a cup.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I think trying to say, like, every job can be replaced by a robot.
Sure
they can.
Anyone, except for this.
Yeah.
Except for podcasting. But the question is, do you want that? Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. Is my coffee going to be cheaper? Because I noticed in Norway, my coffee from the machine costs the same as my coffee from a barista. So
yeah,
what do
no
I
kidding.
Get?
And what about the space?
50 square feet.
Yeah.
This guy is saying they're going to put it in spaces where cafes won't go. And I'm like, well, if a cafe won't go there, maybe people don't give a shit about the coffee.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? If a cafe can't make a business in a certain area, maybe it doesn't matter that much.
Right.
Huh. So I'm okay with that.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
I gotta tell you about this.
Oh my god.
I looked up, where did it go?
Katie has a horrifying picture of what looks like a robot baby, which makes no sense to me because we have babies.
With the unique and strange robots from Japan, this is a child
now
robot.
No, it makes sense that you said Japan.
Yeah, a child robot with a biometric body. It's called CB2.
So, what stop?
It's a bald, childlike creature.
So, in the past, we reported on how in Japan they have too many old people.
Yeah.
All right, so they're trying to make robots to be with the old people. What's the kid for?
All right, well, this bald, childlike creature, it interacts with humans.
Why is it bald?
Because it has to be a baby.
Okay.
It interacts with humans and watches their facial expressions, mimicking a mother-baby relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, below the skin are a number of sophisticated processors.
Well, below the skin?
Yeah.
It has dragon skin, I bet.
Yeah, which record and evaluate information.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's 4'4" humanoid.
That's not a baby.
Yeah, designed to look like a human infant.
I am 5 feet. Okay. That is not a baby.
It looks like a giant infant.
That is
a big infant.
That is competition for me.
So, it has soft silicone skin and can record emotional expressions using eye cameras. So
just spy on my ass now and see how I would be kids' ass.
How horrified you are looking at this thing.
It's going to be registering look of fear, look of horror. Why?
And it's sitting up with a toy on its lap.
Ew. And it looks like a white baby, too, which is weird.
Yeah.
Japan is so weird. Something that's 4'4" is not a baby anymore, Japan.
No, it's
not. I just
want
to say that. That's, you know.
Yeah. Some other weird robots that they have. They have medical robots.
Okay.
All right. So they have a swine flu robot. So this robot, it's a humanoid robot, and it sweats, cries, and even dies in the name of medical science.
Really?
Yeah. It lives in a constant state of misery.
Is this because they're trying to figure out how to treat robots when they get miserable in the future?
Yeah.
Because this is not going to work for me.
It has symptoms of H1N1 virus, known as swine flu. And It sweats.
Okay.
So then it does all this so doctors can learn how to better treat the disease.
What happens when it just gives up hope? That's going to be my robot.
Right.
It's going to turn itself off. I think Greg and I were discussing this earlier. This whole thing about giving robots these human emotions or experiences.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the BSG, this is the beginning of Battlestar Galactica, because these robots might get confused.
Yeah.
Start thinking they're human.
Yeah.
And start thinking these doctors are giving them H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going to happen? They don't know.
I know. But then...
Then they're going to feel attacked, and that's when the prime directives go out the window. The rules of robotics go out the window.
There's one that's a tiny death machine.
Excuse me?
Yes, it's
tiny. That sounds
death
more
machine.
Like it, people.
The U.S. Air Force revealed a piece running in March 2013.
A piece running?
About micro air vehicles. And they're drones around the size of insects.
Ew! And what are they going to do?
We'll use recent developments in swarm technology, a concept of a team of independent robots, often with different individual factions, coordinating and working toward a common goal together.
Killing.
Yeah. The idea is that the swarm of insect-like robots will fly around a battlefield, providing everything from communications and surveillance to quiet, unexpected death.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just do the quiet, unexpected death part? This is why women need to get into robotics. The female version, this is just the robot just goes in and kills everybody.
Right.
We're not going to swarm around and see what they're doing, what they're eating.
No, we don't care.
How they're feeling. It doesn't matter.
The Air Force is still years away from introducing these drones into the theater. I love
the theater.
I love the terminology that the military uses for this stuff. Like, it's a theater.
The theater.
Really, for your entertainment.
Really? Yeah. For their entertainment. Yeah. What happens when this shit gets loose in the lab?
It's going to be awesome because they carry arsenals as diverse as poison stingers and explosive charges.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've already got this covered as a people.
Yeah.
These are not new. Like, there's only so much killing you can do.
But, and you know what? The power supply. So guess what they have to do? It's like, how much, you know, you have to recharge these things. They steal power from local power lines and other sources of electricity.
They got this from Transformers 3.
Yeah, like a bird perched up on the power line around you. No, it's not a bird. It's one of these killer drones.
See, I mean, I think our saving grace on this one is always going to be kids. Because I think it's kids who will come up with whatever the opposite of this thing is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some little kid somewhere is going to steal one of these, reverse engineer it, and it's just going to be like an MP3 player.
Right.
Because that's what we need.
Right. Then, this was really a funny one. There's a robot that was built only to play rock, paper, scissors.
I heard about this. It was for statistics or whatever?
Yeah. 100% winning rate. Which is achieved by not being smarter or by being psychic, but being faster. So it's just to anticipate your movement really quick.
That's not fair.
Well.
And or fun.
No.
I mean, we could have figured that out ourselves. Yeah.
But no, I guess it's the whole exercise is to be able to anticipate, you know, human movement.
I still have yet for anyone to come up with a robot that just helps people. Mm-hmm. Like none of the, you know what I mean? Like, none of these, teaching a robot that it can beat me at rock, paper, scissors is really the beginning of the apocalypse. Because it's gonna start to think that it's human, and that it's smarter. And then when it feels attacked, it's going to be insecure. It's gonna retaliate.
Right.
It's gonna start to wonder what it is. Someone's gonna make fun of it.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna be on.
Then here's a robot that's gonna help you, but actually make you feel bad in a way. Robots to try and close for you.
Huh?
Yes. An engineer came up with the Fit Me robot. It's a mannequin that morphs into the shape of almost any body type.
I don't want to see that. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you put in your in measurements, and then the robot body morphs into your body.
That's mocking me.
Yeah, and it tries on clothes.
I don't
on
look
the
like
internet,
that.
On the internet. So it does it.
Okay. I mean, all I'm going to realize is that there's still no clothes that fit me.
Yeah.
That's always my problem.
No, but if you're shopping online and you want to buy clothes, you don't know how it looks, that robot, you'll have them put it on for you.
But wouldn't a better thing to be, and I know this doesn't involve a robot, would be to send my measurements to somebody and be like, please make these jeans?
Right, I know, right.
So I can fucking wear these and not have to get everything tailored? Like, that seems like a better thing. My robot is just going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because nothing is going to fit.
Right.
She's going to get pissed, depressed, start eating.
Yeah.
Then what?
Being like, I'll start my diet tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll start my diet tomorrow. Or like, she'll try to get away with clothes that she can. Be like, I'm a 28.
Yeah. That's it.
Right. Don't tell me I'm a 30.
I don't care. If I stand up straight.
Yeah. My robot's going to suck it in.
Yeah.
That's going to be my robot. Yeah. That's crazy. I have a thing here, and this was not so bad. This is more of the kind of a hey, you know it robot. This is a robot we can get behind.
All right.
Robot bartender mixes drinks in 11 seconds.
Oh, that's nice.
See? Well, we like it now. It says, bringing a new meaning to BYOB, Atlanta-based startup will soon introduce Monsieur. An uppity French a robotic AI bartender programmed to mix more than 7,000 cocktails. But so basically, it was this guy, he was a college student, and he wanted to make a robot bar.
All right.
And his professors were like, you're a fool. So he put the idea away. He became a very successful engineer.
Again,
and then he was like
a professor that never went to a party.
Yes, a professor. That never got down.
Yeah.
So then he invented this thing. It fits inside of a briefcase. And basically what it does is it has 7,000 drink like menus in it. You say what kind of party you're going to. So like speakeasy.
Yeah.
Or cigar bar or tiki lounge or hey, you know, a party.
Yeah.
And then it tells you what 8 bottles to put in there and the mixers.
Oh.
And it can make as many drinks as... So I think it takes like 8 bottles. 8 like super-sized bottles. And then you take it to a party and you just press what's on there.
That's cool.
So you can, it also can suggest to you, if you use it at home, when you come home, it senses that you're at home.
It's like you need a drink.
And makes you a double. Or whatever.
Oh, you've had a hard day.
Yeah. So you can pick
foot
something.
Rubs too?
Sadly, no.
Oh.
I think that's going to be on the later one. But it says here you can make adjust the strength. So you can have a lightweight or a boss.
Oh,
that's the one I like.
A boss.
Or hey, you know it.
Yeah.
It's just a straight alcohol.
Hey, you know, it's size.
It's a shot.
Yeah.
2 shots. But then it says here, it keeps a watchful eye on party goers. So this is where it always goes like, Everything is cool, and then you realize the guy who made this doesn't have any friends. If they order from a smartphone, the app tallies up the drink, and it asks you for your height and weight.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No, come on.
And then once you've ordered enough drinks to raise your blood alcohol level above the legal limit for driving, which is where I want to be at a party because I don't drive. Yeah. I always want to be above the legal limit. I want to be drunk, right?
Right.
It sends you a notification that says, whoa, buddy.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
I see that you've ordered over 4 drinks in the past hour. I sure hope you don't plan on driving tonight. And then you just hit okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You order another 4 more drinks, and you say you're a fucking toaster that like dispenses drinks.
Yeah, what's your life about? Don't tell me.
Yeah, you don't
about.
Know my life. That's
don't tell me what
response.
I'm doing later.
So they raise money.
I'm gonna
for
be naked later.
Yes. Okay.
Getting some.
Yes.
What about
what are you
that?
Gonna be doing?
Yeah. Measuring drinks again.
The campaign raised $140,000 on Kickstarter.
Okay.
And so they're gonna be more widely available this spring, and they're starting at $4,000. That's not.
No.
Not worth it to me. But they're already using it in luxury suites and the NBA arenas, to which I say, like, if I have that much money that I have, like, a private box and, like, a, you know, like, Barclay Center, I want somebody in there serving my drinks.
And who's good looking.
Yes. Because what am I paying for?
Right.
For a machine?
Do you remember the thing there was at Columbus Circle?
Yeah. Okay, so years ago, Katie and I went to, like, the super fancy wine bar at Columbus Circle. We're treating ourselves. We're having a Hey You Know It meeting. I don't know what
it was. It was a Hey You Know It meeting
/ drink.
Yeah.
So we go in, and Columbus Circle is, like, very beautiful, very high-end.
This particular location, yeah.
So we walk in there, and there's no staff, basically.
Yeah, we're like, oh, here's a wine bar. Great. This
yeah.
is perfect.
So the wine is being dispensed from, like, these little machines.
Yeah, it's like these little vending machines in the wall.
Yeah.
And you had to go.
With your card or something.
You had to buy a prepaid card. And then swipe the card into whatever
one
alcohol
you, want into,
you wanted.
And then you dispense the drink. You put your glass
in there.
So we didn't understand how to use it. So we had to have someone explain it to us.
And then take us around and show
and then take us
around.
And then at the end, I asked the person, I was like, well, what are you here for then? Like, there was like after we got our drinks, there was a section for tip. I'm like, who am I tipping?
Yeah, right.
Because we had to, every time we wanted a drink.
We had to go get up and get it ourselves,
yes.
and then also has be tutored on how to do
and
it.
And how to do it.
And it wasted our time.
And we didn't get drunk.
And it was like a perfect pour, so it was like no little extra.
Yeah, there was nothing. It was bizarre.
It was really, and it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Because I think there's one thing that they're missing, is like, it's okay to create these like darker robots for like killing, because that's something that people don't want to do. But like, being mixed a drink is a very... It's a social experience. And it's also like, that's what I want. If I'm rich, that's what I want. I want people doing stuff for me.
Right.
Otherwise, what's the point?
You do it yourself because it's fun. And then if you're rich, you do it.
You want
else does
other
it.
People. Like, if you're really, really rich, you probably want like 3 or 4 people bringing a drink to you.
Yeah. Right. There's a place called the Campbell Apartments in Grand Central Station.
Oh, I've been
Station.
There. We went there the night before my wedding.
Oh.
That place is fancy.
Well, when I went there, maybe I was there earlier than that. I don't know if they still have it now, but the server comes over. It's usually a woman, and she'll take your drink order, but she brings back a man with her carrying the drinks.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like 2 people to give you drinks
because
she doesn't
carry
them.
Your drink is that expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a $30 drink.
Yeah.
And you're paying 2 people to take care of it.
Right.
Plus the bartender. Sorry, that's 3 people who are doing
it.
And then there's probably another person who takes it away.
The buses it. So it's 4 people serving you a
and
drink.
And that's the luxury.
That's what you're looking for.
Not this shit.
Yeah.
And this thing
I
gets
love that,
cheap
though.
Either.
I just thought it was fabulous with this guy following in tow with a tray of drinks.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Like a silent, like, here you are.
Of extra money is that I have so much money that I can pay these people to waste their time doing this thing I could do myself.
Yeah.
And that's how you spread it around. But think about, like, these guys who are going, they're going to have a machine fix their drink. This is like, you know, a Bill Gates kind of person. Yeah. Now they're not tipping anybody.
Right.
Come on.
You feel empty and awful afterwards. Like, I felt bad. I was like, I understand you need to make your money, but you just had to show me how to do something.
Yeah.
That I knew how to do.
And really. I don't feel like I need to tip you for that.
Yeah.
Because there was no luxury to the experience. So I'm going to give this one a thumbs down. For things that are luxurious...
No.
I think you want as many people doing it as possible. Would you allow a robot to do a pedicure for you?
No.
You want to think about that one again? I don't want that. You know what I mean? That's a luxury experience that I want a human, literally a human touch.
Yeah, it's all the jobs you don't want. Well, people don't want to touch your feet, but you want somebody to touch
your feet. $100, they will touch them all day.
All right. I looked up, what are the pros and cons of robots?
Okay.
Okay.
Con would be when they kill all humans. Is that on there? Because right. I feel like that's important.
Okay. Somebody wrote, advantages. We can send them into dangerous environments, such as deep sea or war zones.
Mm-hmm. We made that dangerous environment, the second one.
Yeah. We can use robots to produce products in factories, such as assembly in cars.
All right, we do that already. Right. Fine.
Robots can be used to build parts for many products, like plane parts.
All right, okay, I think we covered that, yeah.
Also, robots...
Can a robot clean up this list? Like, it make it a little more efficient.
Robots are better at doing anything we need to be precise, accurate, and consistent. Not really.
No, I disagree with that. Okay. Because the faces of our phones, of our iPhones, are put on by people.
Yeah.
Which I find, I don't think I could do it, but apparently it's precise enough for
you need
a human
somebody
to do it.
Yeah. To do it. They say that new jobs are created because people have to fix and design robots. So that's wherever all the jobs are going to go.
Really? I mean, how many people can do that? And
once you get a robot to fix it if they're so precise?
They're going to do that. That's what I was going to say. Once you've made a robot that makes your job, that robot then turns and shoots you in the face. Where's your skin?
Oh, how about this?
Goes to a party.
Robots can work without sleep. They can work 24/7. Ew.
Yeah. Do you know, here's the other thing, too, is for a lot of the products that we have, do we need that many of them? Like, I like IKEA, too, and they have a lot of robots, but there's always more shit at IKEA than we could ever use.
I know, right?
Do we need more bookcases?
I know. They say some of the disadvantages are they take the place of humans with their jobs, in these factories. There's quite a high initial cost for the robot and the software that you need. And then it says here...
Killing all humans.
Also, a disadvantage is that you need highly... And then it stops right there.
Are you saying the robot's got to
it? That's why I saw it. I brought this in because it just stopped.
It was like, this is too many.
Yeah.
Too many cons.
Too many
Cut
disadvantages.
It off.
Stop right now. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming they're going to say highly... intelligent, highly trained people.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with a cell phone sometimes, so I'm glad. I was just saying this. I'm glad we're getting old because we'll be long gone before they turn on us.
Yeah. So there's some more. I got another list too because I couldn't just let it be.
Is that one get cut off too?
Yeah. No. But it said, let's see. Lack of intelligence.
Okay.
Lack of emotions or conscience, mm-hmm. which is huge.
Or I would like to add, they're programmed by people who have no emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Often.
Right. And colonization. While robots can be sent to other planets to help colonize them, they cannot build an independent functioning society. You can't have a society of all robots.
I hope not.
And then they're dangerous. Somebody finally says it. Robots are dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Whether robots are malfunctioning or designed for warfare, robots can be very hazardous to people.
What happens when that swarm just can't stop? I think these are all sci-fi TV originals, people.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one about a robot swarm.
Right.
And it could happen. This is the thing. It's I feel like everything that our government creates, eventually they're like, whoops. Who let that out?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is also, say everybody has robots in the future.
Okay.
You have one, I have one, whatever. It's always going to be the action of the robot is going to be, has to be an extension of the will of that person.
Yeah. So if you're a dick, your robot's going to be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the thing is, though, if you're... I'm, 5'7". I'm not going to, punch a 6'4" guy in the face.
With a robot.
With a robot, I might.
What if he has a robot?
That way. But the thing,
you can only have a robot that's your height. That's the thing. So it's for me, I still have a puny-ass robot.
And
I can't
as strong as you are.
Yeah.
And you can only update your robot.
Once again, robot.
After you go to the gym.
Yes.
If you get stronger, your robot does.
Well, this is the one that tries on clothes for you, right? So if you want to keep your robot fit.
Yeah. Right.
You have to be fit as well.
But the thing is also then, so then your robot, if your robot malfunctions,
mm-hmm.
you're still responsible for the malfunction. You can't just say, well, my robot punched that guy, but it's not my fault because he was malfunctioning.
And they're going to be like, well, why weren't you keeping your robot tuned up?
Yeah, so it's your fault.
Control your robot.
Right.
Yeah. I really don't, I keep trying to think of things that I might want a robot for. And aside to make things in a factory for me, I'm good with that. Because I'm telling you right now, if I go anywhere and I see a robot, it's like a monkey for me. I'm out.
I think that we're all going to have robots with us. I'm already thinking it's going to be...
What is your robot going to do?
It's just going
to... I'm imagining it's just going to annoy you for some reason. For some reason, I'm imagining already that they're a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I imagine my robot being hey, did you brush your teeth? I'd be like, did you brush your teeth? Oh, you don't have any.
Just anything. Just how people use their cell phones. I use mine to talk to people to text, to take pictures.
And so you use a robot for that?
The thing is,
film this.
You know, you're going to have, your robot's going to have all these different functions. And some people that are more adept, you know, at robotry, they're going to have their robot.
Robotics? Resmaworker robotry.
They're going to know how to program their robot to do all kinds of things for them. Like, you know, it's only, it's the functionality is only going to be limited by the person controlling it.
I think maybe it's going to be like with cell phones, because like I love my iPhone, but sometimes I can't even make a call on that shit.
That's right. Like, some people, like robots can do a lot of things. They'll be able to like carry stuff for you.
Okay.
You know, you can ask it a question, it'll answer it, you know, instead of having to Google it yourself.
Because that's so tedious. Yeah. My thumbs are killing me.
Yeah. Tell me, robot.
I don't know. And, you know, I think it's going to be like cell phones where, like, every year I'm going to be goaded into upgrading to a new robot. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to get the shit. Then I'm going to have to replace all the cords for it. Yes. I'm going to have to update the software all the time. And then just like my iPhone, something's going to crack. And I'll have to take the shit in.
And then, you know, it's not going to work right. It's going to be buggy. So you expect that robot to, you know, carry your groceries for you. And he's really going to fling them into oncoming traffic. And it's like, what happened? It's just one of those bugs that...
Or worse, they're going to try to give it a quirky personality that's just not going to work for
me. He says something, or speaking an accent. Yeah. And then you get tired of that accent.
And you want to change it, but like it likes it. Yeah. And so do all your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like there's so many other problems that we could address first besides something carrying my shit for me.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, this is
what you envision for robots.
I'm just thinking like the average person. Everyone's going to want one personal. It's like a personal assistant.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to be.
So wait for the cable guy. Or the cable guy's
robot.
Well,
the cable guy's a robot. Why isn't our robot a cable guy?
Why can't...
Like, this one, we're not thinking broadly enough. We've got like a robot mailman now. We've got a robot, like, doorman. No, it's just one robot that does all of this. It's like... We need a robot that opens the door. Then we have another one that will prepare a meal. No, it's just one robot. Yeah. I think is the point.
Yeah.
Although I think maybe it'll be like the remote. Like we have six remotes now.
Yeah. That's exactly.
There's six
what's
remotes,
happen.
And then I have a shitload of robots in my house.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they look at you.
You could have the cook robot.
I don't know. I'm not into it. I keep thinking, like, what do I need a robot for?
But then I'm ashamed at the both of us, we're not even bringing up the sex robot.
Well, this is what I was going to get to.
All right.
There's plenty of sex robots out there for gentlemen.
Yeah.
Not a one for the ladies. Do you have anything on it?
No,
oh, I thought you had, there was a lead-in to something.
No, it's not even a lead-in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't find a single sex robot.
For a lady.
For a lady.
Isn't that sad?
It's really, you know why? It's because women don't make robots. And these guys who are making robots are like, I don't know what a lady would need a guy for.
Yeah.
Like they have no
idea. It's like I can't even imagine the functionality.
Yeah.
Like, what is it supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm here and I've made robots, so that's pretty much what we do. What would you need a robot to do that for? I can't imagine. If you would see the people
they wouldn't even know how to program it.
The people
see,
that were
so mean to these guys.
I don't care. I saw pictures of the ladies too. I was like, whoa, whoa. It's really a different level of attractiveness.
It's a different thing.
You got to go to, it's in the eye of the robotic beholder.
Yeah.
For this one.
Oh, no. But so, really, there's no, but then again, honestly, like, and I don't think ladies are going to be like, you know what,
I don't need to get harassed by a robot, is what ladies are thinking.
Right. I don't need
like,
to
it's
spend
already
my money on something that's going to
make me feel cheap.
Yeah.
And used the next day. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either. I mean, I think robots could replace men in a lot of ways. Now, here we're going for stereotypical stuff, but take out the garbage.
Yeah, kill the bug.
Kill the bug. Or fix this, fix that kind of thing. So that will free up men to do the real work.
I would love...
which is a foot rub.
The foot rub and then...
gentlemen, no robot will ever take that away from you.
Yes. That's yours.
That's yours.
Yours forever.
The foot rub... you know, the back rub.
Oh, I would love a robot to go and confront my noisy neighbors.
See, now we're back to DARPA. That's the DARPA robot again. You're going to send a gun on feet to your neighbors. What are you talking about? Because are you talking by confront? You don't just mean like, would you be quiet?
No, that's not what I mean at all.
You're looking for like the Terminator to show up and drop the hammer.
Right, right.
I like it.
I'll be back.
This one here,
Shaft.
This one was kind of cool. It's the LS3. It's a rough terrain robot designed to go anywhere Marines and soldiers go on foot, helping them carry loads.
Okay.
And I was thinking like Star Wars. It was like one of these big things. And you could look it up again in Boston Dynamics. Again, it's the LS3.
Mm-hmm.
And it minces. Boy, it's a four-legged...
I saw it as a very gentle walker.
It actually almost looks like...
Oh, I know it.
You know it.
Yeah. They've improved it over the years, too.
Because
at first it looked very, like, junky. The movements were very, like, stilted and didn't seem very well.
Oh, now that's very elegant.
Yes.
It's very elegant gait.
It could do with some dressage.
It's four-legged and it has this big solid body to it. But actually, and you could see the metal legs. But then somebody put covers on the metal legs so it looks like pants. So
why?
Did
they put like a nice Florsheim shoe on there?
And
a robe?
It looks actually like two men in pants.
It's like a comedy shtick.
Yes, doing it.
It's like the front of the horse and the back of the horse.
That's what it looks like. You have to see this video.
Is it trousers that they put on this thing?
It looks like... See, it looks
why
like
would
that.
They do
and
that?
Then, you know, that's what it really looks
so
like.
So the funny part of it is they're trying to get soften the look of it, but if you see that shit coming.
Yeah, no.
Pants is not going to be. There's a killer. No, it's got pants on.
It's got pants on.
It's wearing some, you know, trousers. We're all right. That's creepy.
But I think there's something was very comforting about it. Like, oh, it's going to carry all the loads. It's just going to,
until they strap a gun on it.
I know.
This is the thing. Why don't they ever show these things with guns on them? Like, it's not happening.
I know.
That's what I would do. Let's be real.
Yeah, right.
I have enough issues that if I created a robot, I'm sure the first thing it would do would stomp somebody to death.
I know.
Why else would you do it?
And then, of course, how much money do you have for robots? And what kind of robot are you
going to
get?
Who's going to buy this robot? If not, you know, Dick Cheney. Stop killer robots.
So what do you think? Robots, you're scared still? Or
It's the usual for me is that I'm scared of people. I'm scared. I'm always nervous about... Because everything with technology, it seems like there's... Not that there aren't more things to deal with.
Yeah.
But the top minds always end up somehow in the military. It's because they have all our tax... Like, who can pay more than DARPA?
Yeah.
You know, because who are they... They can't sell these things to anyone except for governments.
Yeah.
So all of the money has to come from governments.
Right.
That freaks me out. And then on the other side, I'm worried about the service robots.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I think they won't do a great job, because I think that they could. Like, I think that the coffee robot could be really good, or the hamburger robot could be really good. But what about all those people
that have
those jobs?
It's the same argument. I mean, you just have to keep going with people have to evolve and then use their minds and use their bodies and
but
find
something
else.
But I'm hoping that, with that in mind, that people can move quickly enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's this robot revolution and service jobs is happening so quickly that I don't think people have had time to like retool and to get better skills.
Then there are people, if people
so
really want humans, it's going to be like a luxury thing, like you were saying, that they're going to hire people to do these things and they're going to be paid a lot more.
And that could work as well too. Like I have no problem. If you are, for example, all the people that we tip that do service work, if instead of 10 people we're coming in contact with, it's one person, that person's getting a real wage and real tips, and that's a real luxury profession, that's going to work. But I don't know. I think we'll have to see. It's a transitional period.
It is, but also, you know, there's never going to be the things that... you can't take certain jobs away from humans.
Yeah.
Like anything that's creative, you know, with music, with, you know, podcasting, with all of that. Acting,
also,
you can't.
Well, some people are quite robotic, but I see what you're saying.
You know,
acting. Like, there's it reminds me of iRobot. In the beginning of iRobot, the Will Smith is underwater in a car, and there's a little girl also, and the robot calculates that he could save Will Smith faster, and that Will Smith has a better chance of living, and so it doesn't save the girl. Whereas in Will Smith's mind, as
he's
a human,
you
would save the little girl first.
Right.
So it's like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm concerned about with the military
it's the
robots.
Humanity,
it's the human element of it. Because the human
element
is...
Ethics, conscience,
those things
morals,
are often... Sometimes we choose things that are wrong by the numbers, but it's like, that's what you want to do.
Right,
if you
want to
save a little girl instead of a grown man, and usually the grown man's going to be okay with that, then that's what you do.
Yeah,
but a robot can't do that.
Right.
Also, what are we going to do with these old robots? You know how many old phones there are, Lightliner? It's going to be like a graveyard of like old-ass, creepy robots.
It's going to be like the island of misfit robots.
Yeah, and then they're going to rise up.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Are you pro?
Well, you know...
Would you want them doing your hair?
No, nothing. I don't want them really touching me. But they can do, they can take up the really just the nasty jobs, the repetitive
dangerous jobs,
anything that, you know, to free up humans to do, to evolve a little bit more.
I would say like mining, but they're already bitching and complaining about how they can't get down to mine.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And so if anybody has, we've covered robots quite thoroughly.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Yeah. And if you don't hear from us,
yeah, if you don't hear from
send
us,
someone.
Send someone in. Our computers have rebelled against us. Yeah. And I think I'm declaring 2014 the year of the robopocalypse.
Robopocalypse.
I think it's going to happen. Cool.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks!
That's what I would make. That would be my robot.
Dick Cheney.
He might already be a robot, but I think he's a good model for a robot.
Okay.
Like,
it's cold.
Yes.
Indifferent.
He's had several hearts already.
Yeah.
Now he's got a mechanical heart. Why not go the rest of the way with it?
Why not?
He's definitely one of these people that wants to live forever.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I know. It is more terrifying than killer robots.